It's the After the Show podcast, precious. Sure.
We don't care. We're about to swear on the air. It's the After the Show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get your skay every single day. It's uncensored.
We can say what we want to say.
All right, hello, and welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Yeah, baby. Hello, hello. Beautiful week here. Be lots of nice sunshine, and we're kind of drinking in what is going to be our last bastions of decent weather where you can go outside and not feel miserable. Pretty much middle of May, if you don't know, around here in South Florida, we get into the rainy season. I always liken it to Sunfest. That is a marker for me. Yeah. Once you get past Sunfest, you're like, okay, it's kind of downhill slightly. You get into your May, June, by the time you hit 4th of July, it is full-on Swamp Fest. And we are just in the muck, and then you're that way pretty much until the second week of November.
August and September kicks you right in the dick. It's terrible.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had a Sunfest without sweaty balls.
It's
always going to be hot, unless it's raining.
Sweaty ball light, though. It's, you know, I don't put it, it's not as intense.
It's not August, as it could be. But it's still hot.
You can still get very, very, very drunk red rum bucket face.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're out there on the water. That's another thing, too. Yeah, you're on those party barges.
Oh, Captain Morgan, he's relentless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're out there, you're talking to people, you're chilling, you're looking at the water. You don't realize that you're drinking as much as you're drinking.
Yeah. It's something, isn't it? So it's going to be coming up. We're just about another week away.
Yeah, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same weekend as the Kentucky Derby, too. So a lot goes on that weekend.
Yeah. I remember the Queen and I, 1 year, we'd actually left Sunfest, went and placed our bets at the Cattle Club, and then came back.
That's just living.
I had fun when we went to the Kentucky Derby thing at the dog track. That was a fun event.
It's always fun. They do a fun job. They do a hat contest now, and I've hosted it for like the past 3 or 4 years.
I think I had some action on some highlight games. I don't know, man. I like having action.
Action's great.
You can come out there with me. I'm sure they would love to have you.
I would love to do some more free events. That'd be great.
Isn't that the best?
Fucking love it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll pay you.
A couple of interesting stories here today. One, I had seen this today, but I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. About women paying to have this thing injected into their vagina in the name of improving their sex life. And what makes it so odd is apparently it's salmon sperm.
Oh, I thought it was just called the penis.
No, that's not doing it for us anymore.
That's not how they deliver the injection.
You better step it up.
No shit.
You don't get pregnant with a salmon, do you, if they inject salmon sperm into your vagina?
Great question. So they do this at Begin Anew. It's called the O shot.
Okay.
And I didn't know what it was, but they just told me, oh, yeah, it's about, like, being more wet.
All right.
It's about being more orgasmic.
Nice.
And they do something with a shot inside your poussoir.
Okay.
And it makes you just cum buckets.
Buckets?
I did not think it sounded good.
Is it your cum or is it salmon cum?
Well, that's a great question. Now that we know what it is, I never asked what it was, but my girlfriend did it. She did the O shot and she told me it was great.
Call me old fashioned.
I just don't want somebody digging around up in my cooter.
I don't want salmon juice.
I don't either.
I want the real deal. I want the real.
I don't want salmon sperm injected into my beaver. That just sounds like a lot to go through just to have, like, better sex. I'm fine with my sex. I'm not a dry person.
Oh, right.
I've got so many questions here.
Maybe if I was dry, I would want it.
Yeah.
But moisture has never been my problem. You know, I'm like a cobra up here. It's a cobra down there, too.
Oh, you're spitting, huh?
I do feel like we need some sexophone.
And it's just spitting. just all the time.
Like a sprinkler.
Wow. She's right, though. Sometimes, you know, What?
Yeah, it's, it
when
says,
you get older, you're supposed to dry out. That is not happening.
Right. It says as people age, their skin often loses elasticity, which can then lead to vaginal dryness and painful sex.
Well, I got a boner. I got to tell you, this is really hot.
Keep your hands where we can see them, Pennington.
Fuck.
Come buckets ain't getting it for you.
I don't know. Such an extreme. You're going from dry lizard puss to Virginia saying, come buckets. It's like it's yeah. It's a lot, Kevin.
We have you on a roller coaster of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, Kev. You have a bone piece right now?
No, I'm just more confused by this story. It's pretty crazy. I mean, how do they get to salmon sperm as being the thing to use for the O shot?
Great question. I had no idea that what was in it.
Yeah, they say it has potent regenerative qualities, working not on the superficial level, but sinking deeply into skin to work from within, encouraging cell turnover that in turn helps the skin to maintain its elasticity.
So let me ask you this then. If some girl took these fish larvas, these salmon eggs.
It's sperm.
Sperm. Does that mean this bird rattles that cage even harder when...
That's what my girlfriend said. Okay, so
she said it was effective.
I got a girlfriend, and she has a very sexual, younger boyfriend. She's up there in age like me. He's younger, and he is, I would say, he's too sexual for my taste. He is very sexed up, this guy. So she was just trying to keep up with him so he doesn't go run around on her. And she got the O shot, and she said it worked. Like, it made her more horny, made her more wet, made her more orgasmic. She loved it. But I don't think it lasts and lasts and lasts. I think you have to go back and get it again. I don't know how long it lasts for, but I kind of was like, I wasn't thinking about the show. I was thinking about, I just didn't want to know that much about her vagina and his sex drive. Okay. And I didn't ask more questions. But if you want me to ask more questions, I can.
I don't know if I want to talk more about Salmon Snatch. I don't know.
Does it make your pussy smell like fish?
It's the first thing I think of. For some reason, my mind goes there. Is it?
You're wet, but you're just a slipping slide of mackerel.
You come buckets, but you smell like the intercoastal. I don't know if I'm jiving with that.
Or does salmon sperm not have a smell?
Come on, say it out loud.
I'm just wondering who's jerking off the salmon to get it in the first place. How do you extract salmon sperm?
I think people are bored and we're on TikTok too much. We're putting fucking caviar on our cooter.
She did it. It works. So.
Yeah.
If you have a dry poussoir and you have a young boyfriend and you want to be in it, baby, then I think it's a great idea. And I think you'd be probably in a headspace where you'd try anything.
Well, KY jelly not good enough no more? We can't get the...
Well,
the secret Walmart with the key?
Here's the thing. Your young boyfriend never has to know you did this. The KY jelly, he's like, oh, I'm fucking an old bitch.
That's not always
That true. Is how it is. Dude, don't even.
First of all, don't call me dude. I'm not comfortable with that.
Whatever. I know what goes on in your head.
But sometimes a woman does it. It's not always age that makes a woman dry. It's not always that.
Sure. It can be anything. It can be medicine. It can be this. It can be that. But eventually, age will get your pussy and dry it out like a raisin.
Like a raisin?
The Grim Reaper does come for...
The Grim Reaper comes for everything.
Comes for everything.
And eventually, that snatch will be dry up like a desert.
The Grim Reaper comes after every pussy, Kevin, eventually.
Everyone, huh?
I don't know when it happens, but I figure at some point, all of us, if you're an old girl in your 80s, in your 90s, pussies probably be dry up in the nursing home.
But is it possible if, let's say I was dating a woman that's 85 years old, and I really...
I hope she's rich.
I really got her going. Is it impossible to have an 85-year-old woman go, what? Naturally?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I don't wanna...
The only way we're going to know is for you to actually do it.
Get out there in the field, brah. Research.
Yep.
You would do well on Palm Beach Island. You could find an old bird.
I don't think I would. I'm too much of a, I'm a fucking hillbilly, man. I was raised a hillbilly in Lake Park. They don't want this act. They want a refined, I'll bring the heat, though. I will bring the fucking heat.
Maybe that's all she wants. Maybe you're her secret.
That's 69?
She don't bring you out. She just takes you home.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to make any public appearances.
No, you're not going to the gala.
Nah.
They're not taking you to the gala.
You're not going to see you at the Heart Ball.
You're not going to Mar-a-Lago. You're not going to the Breakers. But you're coming back to that crib, yo.
Oh, no. I'm going to give you the Heart Ball. Workhorse.
Yeah.
I'm not really going to fucking 85. You're going to get an email. Jaber's really going to fucking 85-year-old. No.
Look, if she wants it. We do need to know, does that thing dry up?
But she's a hot 85. Really hot 85.
We're talking like a Betty White.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to Google that, but I don't want to Google it.
I'll Google it on our work computer. This thing is already so tainted.
Can you naturally get wet as an 85-year-old?
Yes. At what age does vaginal dryness begin?
I would say this.
Wait.
How about this? Can you just write this?
Sure.
Is it possible to get naturally wet as an 85-year-old woman?
Is it possible to get
They're going to block that question.
Naturally wet.
They're going to think Virginia's looking for herself.
We knew she was old.
They're not going to think that it's anything for the show. They're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Well, this is talking about menopause.
Virginia. They're going to feel bad for you, yeah. Wow.
It says, yes, but never as wet as before.
Okay.
Can a woman get wet after menopause? The surprising truth about being wet. Oh, man, is this clickbait? Fuck. I'm going to have to click through 12 pages to find out if an 85-year-old woman can get wet.
And I was just...
There are things you can do. Yeah, it's telling you about things you can do.
Damn it, I was just getting that bone piece.
Dude, I think you have to get out there and just... do the work.
We have a new boss. I hope he's not tuning in for this podcast.
Be gone.
He just started yesterday.
Mm-hmm. He really did.
Did he listen to the podcast before he started, or did he just listen to the regular terrestrial show before he started?
That is a good question. I did wonder that if...
You notice when we met him yesterday, I didn't talk a lot. That was a concerted effort to stop.
You need to do that a little bit more.
Wow. I'm trying. Look.
How about that?
I wanted to ask him questions about his personal life. I wanted to ask him about coming on the show. I didn't say anything.
Good. You're good? Good, good. Get her a lollipop.
Yep. Improvement. There is a story I saw was on the Palm Beach Tip, kind of interesting, just what their life is like. The Fanjules, if you're unaware of the name.
The Sugar Air.
Sugar Airs, yeah. In fact, if you look, what's kind of interesting, that's why I do love just how accurate the Palm Royale show is. It's right now on Apple TV about 1969 Palm Beach. They've got a Sugar Air on there, and she is... Latin, like from the Dominican, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because I guess every person on there is supposed to represent somebody really from Palm Beach society.
Oh, I love it.
And I always kind of wonder when they introduce them, I'm like, is that supposed to be a Fanjule that they have presented there?
Loosely kind of based upon the person.
Yeah, and I think there are some names too that they have done in there that they've dropped in that were former socialites from Palm Beach. So they're really trying to keep it very authentic. Well, Alexander Nico Fanjul.
Nico. Okay, Nico's the one with all the drama.
Yep.
Because he's the one that turned Tinsley Mortimer into a crazy maniac. Turns out it wasn't Tinsley's fault. It was him.
Well, he had his little issue February. He was arrested for domestic violence, including allegations of strangulation and robbery.
Uh-oh.
He denied the allegations, which included felony domestic battery for strangulation, false imprisonment, robbery, tampering with or harassing a victim, criminal mischief, and possession of cocaine. There is an unidentified woman that said that she had been physically assaulted by Nico and thought she was going to die.
False imprisonment. That's what
you're holding somebody against their will. They want to leave and they wouldn't let you.
Isn't that just imprisonment?
It goes really nicely with strangulation.
It does. Yeah.
God, I always wonder the law.
Yeah, because there's like, it's not false. There's true imprisonment. Like, when is that allowed? Maybe it's when you imprison your kids. You're allowed to do that. False imprisonment's when they're not your kids. I don't know. Fanjul was also arrested in April of 2023 after his girlfriend at the time called authorities claiming that he tackled her to the ground. And no charges were ever filed with that.
Shocking.
Isn't that convenient? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing sticks.
Yeah.
They arrested Tinsley in the yard. But did he push her into it?
It's a good question.
That's an older story, and you don't know what I'm talking about. But people that watch The Real Housewives of New York, you know who Tinsley Mortimer is. She was on Palm Beach before she was on The Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
And she lost her shit and got arrested, and she was dating him. And I think that they had a very tumultuous relationship that may have been because he was just so mean to her.
Wait, one of the housewives? They had a terrible relationship?
We love Tinsley.
We do.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess to pay for his crimes and his issues, they sent Nico to Colorado. They thought that they needed to punish him by sending him to trauma and addiction therapy. And he is sentenced to sitting in a hot tub, spa treatments, going to a yoga class, and also doing tons of skiing. So I feel for him.
The slopes are great therapy.
That had to be tough for Penance to deal with all the shitty things he's been doing to people and his cocaine habit. So.
Oh, having money gets you out of shit.
How about that? Now he's continued on for even tougher treatment. They've sent him to Idaho for more skiing and recreation. So
you
best to Nico.
Get it together.
I hope that he recovers nicely and he's doing well. So if you have a moment, say a prayer for him. There's a story, maybe a big non-issue. Virginia thinks that it might be. I saw on TikTok, though, that they were talking a bit about Kyle Marisa Roth. It had been a thing that popped up last week. She was a celebrity gossip host on social media that had been really on the Diddy case and dropping information. In fact, she had a whole big thing she went off on Beyonce about.
And J-Lo as well.
And J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
And then she just died last week at the age of 36.
I think she was battling cancer the whole time she was doing those celebrity dirt stories.
The big thing with the J-Lo is that J-Lo blocked some of her content, and she lost money and followers during her time of being sick. And that's why people were coming for J-Lo saying, this woman needed medical attention, and you stopped her from making a living, because she did go on and said, my content's not getting put up, and it's costing me thousands and thousands of dollars.
And she was saying, J-Lo, if I die from this colon cancer, the blood is on your hands. Because you crippled my money source, which I think that's maybe a little bit of a stretch.
Well, that is one of the reasons. You were talking about the J-Lo stuff earlier today, why she seems unlikable. Yeah. Her team has been accused of going in and, first of all, deleting and having comments being blocked, and then buying bots to get her looking better and then what's really going on, and that they're getting content creators stricken and shut down, and you're not allowed to talk bad about Jenny from the block.
But I think that happens. I think all the celebrities do that.
All of them.
I think a lot of them try to shut down any kind of bad publicity on that level.
How about you just lead a decent life and be nice to people and you don't have to worry about it, right?
I'm telling you, when you start shutting down YouTube content creators, they band together and they make it worse for that celebrity. You might as well just, you're a public figure and people are going to talk gangs of shit about you. Take it and move on. But when you start blocking people, then they start uniting and going, okay, off with their head. And that's what's kind of going on.
We asked this question on the regular show today. Do you think Jennifer Lopez in real life is a jerk? 92% of the people who responded to our poll said yes. And there were a couple comments I didn't get to. One person said, J-Lo isn't the nicest person. She's mean as hell and very disrespectful to production's crews and to her fellow actors. Trust me, I worked as a production assistant on one of her videos.
I got a message from somebody that said that they worked with J-Lo after they heard me tell the klepto story. And it was the same exact thing. She does not treat people very nicely who she feels is beneath them. especially production crew, people helping out, moving stuff. She's not very nice. That's the rumor, Virginia.
Catherine said J-Lo mocked my girlfriend because she went up to her at an industry party and she made fun of her exuberance. So we've now done our own version to Beyonce's Halo. I can sing better than J-Lo, J-Lo, J-Lo.
She also gets accused of not singing her own shit.
Oh.
The girl that did Jenny from the Block has come out on social media, Virginia.
I know. I saw the video.
There's the one clip where J-Lo is working out in her documentary, and it's been mocked, and it went viral. She's kind of like, she's looking tough after working out, and her hair's all messy.
So, yeah.
Reminds me of that tough girl, 16 years old, didn't give a fuck, just had nothing but a dream from the block. Like, you are from the block.
Stop with the block.
No, stop with the block.
Stop with the block.
And everyone started parodying that.
Nobody wants to hear you from the block. The block's over.
It was so parody.
It's a cringy clip.
It's a cringy clip, but it's so awesome to parody.
Yeah.
I think, too, it looked like she took herself extremely serious during that documentary and that movie she just did. And Ben Affleck looks so sad during it.
Yeah, I think she's not totally self-aware on it. I think she's just got the blinders on and she's moving forward and trying to just be as famous as she can.
And she talked a lot of shit about a lot of people in the industry that, you know, people don't forget that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Another comment said, anyone who shortens their first and last name and merges it together, they've got to be annoying.
Oh. In part of that documentary, Jane Fonda calls her and says, hey, I'm worried about you. You're going down the same road you went down. Every picture is you and Ben hugging and kissing. And she's like, it's too much. And J-Lo's like, we're just living our life. We're just living our life. All right, J-Lo. I mean, she just didn't stop acting the entire time. It's amazing.
Let me see. One person responded. They said, yeah, of course, I would block a gossip page. Anyone would do that. People will always talk shit, though.
So, no, blocking a page is different than having a page shut down. And she's been accused of shutting down creators, getting their shit taken down so they can't make a living.
Yeah, not just having it so you can't see it.
Exactly.
They're trying to get it so they can't get their comments out. They can't share their opinions.
They can't. When you block stuff, you can't get it monetized. So then you're fucking with someone's, you know.
It's a different take.
But yeah, I get why J-Lo doesn't like it.
Yeah, and I see both sides of it. You know, if people are coming for you and you have the power to shut it down, that is kind of a cool thing. But when the whole entire YouTube content creator army bans against you, you can't shut everybody down.
I just think we live in that kind of time where there's a lot of people who make there's just a lot of people going after a lot of people, and they like to sit and analyze whether it's a podcast or it's a celebrity, and it's a big market on YouTube where they just, you know, it'd be like someone taking our podcast, sitting down and go, look at Kevin's fucking hair. Look at his, Jay Bird, the stuttering prick.
You can't say dick about Kevin's hair. That hair's on point.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is these channels are getting huge subscribers with, and it's doing well on there. The hate content is a real thing.
Hate and coming after people, if true or not, is a thing. So you can make shit up and come after people and get likes.
It's like the JoJo Siwa. There are so many videos going in so hard on her right now. I mean, she's getting just as bad as J-Lo right now.
I hope she's not reading the comments.
I would not.
Because she's young.
I would not read.
They're going to break her.
I would not read the comments.
Do not read the comments, JoJo. I think she's just so. I think poor JoJo is just young, unaware, never had anything not go her way. And she's just like out there taking chances. Yeah, all this is new to her, but it ain't new to everybody
else. She got a scandal brewing too. Because
does she?
She does. She had she was making her own band, kind of like a making of the band with young little girls.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reports, she was not nice. The moms are coming after her saying she was just like the dance mom from
way.
You go, no shit. Of
she Abby Lee'd him?
Of course she's going to Abby Lee. That's all she knew.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. And then that song came out and the internet just turned on her. But
oh, boy.
J-Lo and JoJo Siwa and Diddy. They've had a rough year.
Yeah. Did you hear the story on Brian McKnight and his kids?
I did. That breaks my heart.
No. What happened?
publicly disowned his four eldest kids.
This tells me that there is major drama with his baby mama that gave him those four kids.
He referred to them as evil and products of sin. He said, in order to live a life that you love, you have to get rid of the evil and the negativity, even if that evil and negativity is related to you.
These women, these children all took the side of their mother, which is what it sounds like to me. And it sounds like Brian McKnight maybe did their mama wrong. They're on mama's side. And that's what this is.
It's so bizarre because I was just watching Brian McKnight live over the weekend, recent Brian McKnight, and couldn't fucking believe how amazing he sounded.
He's a talented dude.
He's got gray in his beard. I don't know. I'm like, let's hear how he's
54 now.
He did not miss a beat, but I didn't know anything about that. I'm wondering if that came in my algorithm just because I've been watching so much pop culture drama. I gotta get the fuck out of this gossip.
Yeah, how dry is your pussy?
I gotta stop. And I'll start it with the Cat Williams interview. And I don't know, my algorithm got fucked.
I'm with you on Brian McKnight, though. That music is good.
Why to see an older dog go up there and sound exactly like it's 1992?
That's awesome.
One comment came at Brian McKnight for what he had to say. It was him going against God, and he responded, God wasn't talking about children that are the product of sin, which these are. So he doubled down on why he disowned his four eldest kids.
He's mad at their mother, and I think he's making a very, very, very bad mistake. Mm-hmm. But these kids probably picked mama, and they're probably like, we want our money. We want the Brian McKnight money. They're adults now. Yeah. They want their peace.
One, I disown my son. Two, I don't love you.
I flipped off all of you.
Three, fuck
get
my
the
family
hell away from me.
Four, I'm going to hit the fucking door.
Man, wait, we got to start back at one.
He needs to start back at one. Honestly, because whatever drama is going on, they'll fix this. This will take time, but they'll fix this. Hopefully, he'll cool his jets. They'll realize they're not getting any money unless they play the game. He'll fucking wipe all of them out of the will if they don't get their shit together.
Yeah, that probably, you just got to probably write that off. That's probably not going
to
happen.
You're not entitled to any of Brian McKnight's money. You are an adult child who needs to go out there and make your own money. And if you're mad because Brian won't give you any money and he did mama wrong, you can't hold that against Brian.
So you're saying start it back at none.
Start back at none. You got to go try to make amends.
So over the weekend, video came out from Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party. Her husband, David, sent out the video of her and her other Spice Girls friends singing one of their old songs. That was really the only video that came out because I guess cameras and phones even were banned by the Beckhams.
I can see that.
Do you know what song they sang?
Stop.
They did
stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you always on the run. Sorry.
No, I loved it. It went on about 7 seconds too long, but no, I loved it.
No, you stopped beatboxing. I knew that was when you wanted me to stop, and I said, no, stop, no.
Not stopping.
I'm not going to stop.
Ironically,
right
she
now.
Wouldn't stop. Gordon Ramsay, Salma Hayek, Jason Statham, and Tom Cruise were there.
Oh.
And the reason why I would like more video is Tom Cruise, they say, shocked the guests with a series of breakdancing moves.
Oh, man, I gotta see that.
Oh, I need it. You won't see it.
What? Tom Cruise is breakdancing? You released that bullshit video of the Spice Girls instead?
Who put this story out, Tom Cruise's people?
I bet you any money, because he's such a maniac, I bet you he learned how to breakdance really, really awesome.
Probably. You'd probably be stunned.
I bet the motherfucker's doing a head spin.
He's probably the best.
He does his own stuff.
Yes. Of course. I would like to see. I bet it's so intense.
Yes. It probably wasn't that good. Otherwise, you would have seen the video. If he looked amazing, he would put that shit out.
You know what? It probably wasn't big enough. He didn't want to be overshadowed at the same time as the Spice Girl stuff. And it's probably something that's coordinated. He's going to save this for when he has a movie that is coming out. And he's like, you know what? Here's all I'll let you do right now, David, is just let the people know that I did some breakdancing at your wife's birthday party. And the next time Mission Impossible 29 comes out.
It's already been shot, by the way.
He's going to drop the video of him breakdancing. So everyone's talking about Tom Cruise and how amazing he still looks. And that's how he's going to promote his next movie.
Kevin's right.
He's right.
You're so...
You can't rig a rigmaster.
We're going to see it.
Kind of like that time, remember?
But not today.
He saved somebody's life on the side of the road that weekend. I think War of the Worlds was dropping.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sussy.
Octopus said that learning breakdancing moves is actually a higher level of Scientology.
You're right. He might have just sat there.
Could you imagine all these motherfuckers are just popping and locking and... That's what they do at their Scientology meetings.
Scientology is running a lot of spots for their recruitment efforts.
I just feel like Tom Cruise would hire the best breakdancer he could hire. And,
yeah.
when he nails a move,
yeah.
he gives him an intense high five.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like he breakdances.
With the manic quiet laughing?
Yes.
I think you're right. Gosh, I can't wait to see that video, and it is going to come out.
You're right.
Yeah. There was another video from something we were talking about yesterday with the call him out. People were like, yeah, I had to call out that drunk bee that was up in the mezzanine at the Kravis Center on Thursday night for Hamilton that was making a noise, got arrested. She was all hammered. That video is crazy of the
yes.
cops trying to pull her out of there.
Somebody sent it to us, and then I sent it to you, but I don't
Do
know
you
where
have
I
that?
Sent it. I sent it to, I think I sent it to your Instagram DMs. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it doesn't, it doesn't have the sounds of hope, Kevin.
Because the video is absolutely
it
amazing.
It really is great.
Yeah, so just imagine an amazing video that you're not going to hear or see.
I think it's good.
I've been looking for it. I don't know where it is.
The strong tease with the zero payoff.
Yes.
Damn.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. AJ said, yeah, this is, yeah, AJ had sent it to us. This lady was wasted and thought she had more rights than what she did. She was screaming that she was in the FBI.
You know, it's insane with all of these drunk videos that come out. You could turn them into a drinking game itself because they all say the same five things.
Right.
That's always, they always know their rights more than the cops.
She's laying on her back on the floor.
They always,
it's like crazy.
They always know somebody within the police industry that's going to take them down.
My uncle's a cop.
Yeah, I know. My uncle's a cop in Alabama. Well, you're in Palm Beach County.
And they said she was drunk as a skunk.
Yeah. And there's no shortage of these videos. I mean, and there's so many of them coming out of Palm Beach County.
I know, but you never saw any shit like this at the Kravis Center. They've infiltrated the Kravis Center with that crazy now.
Yeah, that's just,
I have never seen anybody fall out like that at the Kravis, and I've been there a lot.
I mean, who gets that hammered for Hamilton? I mean, she was at a different level.
Hamilton. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, yeah, I do appreciate that. Let me see. Somebody else talking about they're crazy. Did you see that the Yankees manager Aaron Boone was ejected from a game for existing? There's a viral clip where he's standing in the dugout chewing gum and he gets ejected from the game. He then proceeds to argue with the ump and drops an F-bomb. His audio was cut after that.
But there's got to be more to that story.
Yeah, there is. What had happened was he was standing in the dugout and there was some asshole behind him in the stands. He was yelling at the ump.
And he thought it was Aaron.
He's like, fuck you, you blind guy. And the guy's like, Aaron, you're out of here. He's like, I didn't say it was that dick face.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes, he got kicked out for the guy that was heckling the ump in the stands.
Damn.
He didn't even say a word. They had video because he's just staying there. You can see Aaron Boone's not saying a word. And the ump's like, you're out of here. And he's like, what?
Did this go on in New York?
Yeah. I don't know where the game was. That I don't know. I'm not sure.
That does happen sometimes. You'll see that at youth games where a parent will say some shit from behind the fence and the umpire will think the coach says it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he's like, shit.
I didn't call you a dick face. It was the dick face behind me who called you a dick face.
You would think that he would like try to get his facts straight if all eyes are on you.
Virginia, and I can only speak for baseball because I played it for so long. There's so much ego and emotion. You lead with ego and emotion in baseball, whether it's the player or the umpire.
It's exhausting.
It really is. There's a lot of whiny bitches in baseball.
Good Lord. Can you kick fans out of the stands as the umpire?
You can at youth games. Yeah, absolutely.
What about a major league?
I'm sure you can. I'm not sure. If the umpire said that person's doing something wrong, they'd boot the person out.
Interesting.
I got an email from Mary Beth. She said, I thought you'd enjoy seeing the sign they have at Okeehealy baseball field. I was there this weekend for my nephew's game. And yeah, you see a lot of these at a lot of ballparks. Says, reminders from your child, I'm a kid, it's just a game, my coach is a volunteer, the umpires are humans, no college scholarships will be handed out today.
That's amazing.
That's good.
And I've seen other ones too. It says, your son does not play for the Yankees.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's one that a lot of the ballparks have around here too. So it is, because yeah, parents just, I mean, come on, man. They come so unglued.
Some of them really do. The older you got, I got out of that business, but I knew I was getting out of that business, so I kind of just started watching it and enjoying how much they'd come unglued. You're going, holy fuck, this guy's a maniac.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. All right, well, thank you for all the emails and the videos of drunk people in the mezzanines at the theater. We do appreciate it. Mail@kvjshow.com. Y'all help us do this show every single day, and we'll see you back here for another one tomorrow. Goodbye.